Well, everybody, welcome to episode 151 of the Ankeny Fanatic Weekly Podcast. As always, it's brought to you by our good friends at Coldwell Banker Mid-America. Coldwell Banker is rooted in the legacy of our founder, renowned businessman and philanthropist, Marvin Pomeranz. We continue to tell his story through our love of people, homes, and the communities we serve. Our integrity guides our focus to empower people to make the best real estate decisions possible. We pair local ownership and knowledge with the power of an international brand and the most advanced technology to elevate the customer experience and expectations. Our network of resources allows us to be the number one Coldwell Banker franchise affiliate in Iowa, guiding you home for over 30 years. All right, well, we're going to talk a lot of volleyball tonight as Ankeny and Ankeny Centennial once again boast two of the state's best teams in Class 5A. In a little while, I'll be visiting with one of Ankeny's coaches along with a standout player for the Hawkettes. But right now, I want to bring in my first guest. She is the head coach of the fourth-ranked Centennial squad, and she has guided the Jaguars to a 7-3 record thus far. She is Jessica Reinhart. Coach, thanks for joining me. How are you doing?
I'm great. Thanks for having me.
Hey, you bet. Well, you guys are certainly off to a good start. I was at the match last night, and your team rolled to a victory over Ames in three sets in your CIML Iowa Conference opener. You know, you had to be happy with your team's play last night.
Definitely. I thought we were really efficient, and we handled our side of the net very well. And it was kind of nice just to get a game that was a breather and take care of business.
Well, nobody had a better match than your senior setter, Morgan Denbesty. She not only dished out 28 assists, but she also dumped the ball over the net several times for five kills. She also completed all 21 of her serves and had seven of her team's 14 aces. Boy, she pretty much did it all, didn't she?
She did. She had an all-around great game. Morgan's been great all season for us, all summer. She's worked super hard to be in this position, and I thought it was fun for her to have that kind of match on opening night, you know, on our home court.
Olivia Anderson also had a good night. She had a team-high 12 kills and also had three aces, including one on the final point of the match. Now, this is her third season on the varsity, and she seems to be kind of taking on a leadership role this year. Would you agree with that?
For sure. I thought Liv looked great last night. She played a complete game, front row, back row. It's hard sometimes as an outside to carry a passing load and put balls away, and I thought she did both of those really well.
Well, last year you guys had a really balanced attack. You had six players that racked up 70 or more kills, and they're all back this season. But Olivia has kind of been your go-to player thus far. She leads the way with 65 kills, and nobody else has more than 41. So have you been going more to her by design, or has it just kind of worked out that way?
It's worked out that way. She plays six rotations. She's in the back row. So by nature, she's going to get more swings because she's going to get swings from the back row. We still are going for a balanced attack, and that's the way I think that we're going to get to the top and defeat top teams is by all of our players scoring a lot of kills. So we've put an emphasis on getting the middles more balls today in practice, actually, too, because we want to balance tech across the board. But for sure, Liv is swinging great, and she's swinging great front row and back row, and we want to get her a ton of balls. We just want to make sure everybody's involved in our offense because for us to be great, that's what it's going to take.
Well, let's recap your season thus far a little bit. You guys opened the season on August 24th at the Dallas Center Grimes Invitational, and you finished third in that tournament. I was over there for a little while, and I saw you guys beat number 9 Urbandale 21-4 in the first set of a pool play match before I had to head out to get to some other events. And I was really surprised to find out later that Urbandale came back to beat you in three sets, and that loss prevented you from advancing to the championship match. So what do you think happened in that match? Did they make some adjustments after that first set?
It was your fault for leaving.
It must have been, yeah.
Right, like we were fine, and then you left. No, that was all us. We just took our foot off the gas. We had a really big win against Dowling. And then we had that big, you know, butt kicking. And then we kind of just, you know, took a step back. And I could feel us losing that momentum and losing that focus and drive to go after it. But we couldn't flip the switch in time. We rallied at the end. You know, we were down 14-9, 10. Came all the way back, but it was too late. So it was just a lesson learned early on. It was kind of unfortunate to have two really great opponents back to back on your very first opening night. Not probably what we would have chosen, but it was what we were in, and we should have taken care of business and just got the match done. Granted, Urbandale is good. They have a Division I outside. They can catch fire. You just can't allow teams like that to catch fire, and we did. So that was on us, and lesson learned early on, and hopefully not anything that we repeat.
Well, that match just shows, you know, what a game of momentum volleyball is, because as badly as you beat them in that first game, you know, it can turn around, can't it?
It's crazy. You have to keep your guard up, and one thing can turn a match, and you just have to be cognizant of that. Every single, you know, opportunity that you have on the court, you have to take care of it. And that, if anything, taught us that early on.
Well, you mentioned the win over Dowling. You did beat them in your first match in three sets, and then later you cruised past Southeast Polk in the third place match. You know, so for your first time out, I mean, overall, it wasn't a bad day.
Overall, it was good. And, you know, we lost the Urbandale match by 2 points. But you don't want to be 4 weeks into your season and say, no, but we lost that by 2 points. Like, what are those 2 points? So, you know, we lost another one the following weekend against Valley by 2 points. So that's kind of the training emphasis we've had, is we've got to have those last 2 points in big matches. And where can we recover those points, or what can we do 2 points better every time we train? So that's kind of been our focus.
Yeah, you mentioned the loss to Valley. That came on Saturday at the 16-team Centennial Invitational. That did include some of the state's best teams. You guys went 2-1 in pool play. The only loss came to Dyke New Hartford, which was the eventual champion of the tournament. Now, Dyke New Hartford is ranked number one in Class 2A, and, you know, I guess they showed that they can not only play with the larger schools, but, you know, they can beat them too, can't they?
They're legit. You know, and we played them really well the first game that we played them, and I was happy with that. And then we just couldn't maintain that level. But Dyke's going to beat probably everybody they play. They have two UNI coaches' daughters. They're twins. And the one can just truly take over a match and make things happen. So they're fun. They're fun to play. They're good. They're disciplined. They have people in every position that get the job done. And it's a good match to be in. You know, they're in a lower class. So down the road, we don't have to worry about trying to beat Dyke. But being able to beat Dyke, or being able to compete with Dyke now, is a good thing.
Well, you guys then defeated number 5 Cedar Falls 25-19, 25-21 in the quarterfinals. And as most people know, Cedar Falls is a perennial power in Class 5A, so that might be your best win of the season thus far. Well, what was the key to that win?
That was a good win. I just thought we played solid. I thought we played the way that we're capable of playing. We didn't do anything crazy. Everybody just stepped up and stepped in and did their job. And it was a good quality win for us. That tournament's hard, and to be able to continue to play at a high level as we did the last three matches of the day was a good thing.
Well, then the semifinals, you did lose to number 6 Valley in three sets. And I know you told me over the weekend that was, you know, a match that could have gone either way. Valley got 17 kills from Hayden Kubik, though, and I guess she must have ended up being the difference, huh?
True. But Hayden is going to get her kills, and you have to, like, know that she's going to get those kills, and you've got to slow down the other people, stop the other people, and play a cleaner game ourselves. So I love the way we competed. We had that grit and that fire, and we weren't scared. We didn't back down. But also, like, our execution could have been 2 points higher. And the girls knew it, and we knew it. And it's like, okay, then let's fight to execute at a higher level consistently, and we can win that Valley match. So and they're a good team. We saw what they have, and I'm excited to face them again, which we will, and see if we can execute, you know, a few points higher.
Well, there was a chance that your team could have met Ankeny at either of those tournaments, but the way that things, you know, played out, that didn't happen. But I'm guessing you probably had a chance to see them play a little bit. You know, what was your impression of the Hawkettes?
Hawkettes are great. They've got good players in every position. They battle hard. They have a good fight about them, like returning state champs do. They want to be there. And you can see that. So, you know, I'm proud of who Ankeny is. I'm proud of who we are. I think we've got great teams. I want us both to do awesome, except when we play them, I want to beat them by a lot.
Right, right.
No, but they've got a great squad. They have good players. Their players are respectful and kind, and it's fun to watch them compete in the way that they compete. And I feel the same about our team.
Well, you know that you'll see them at least once this season. You're scheduled to play at their place on September 28th, and the Hawkettes are off to an 8-1 start. Their only loss, you know, was to Valley at the tournament as well. And on paper, anyway, I mean, it looks like it's going to be a great matchup.
It's going to be awesome. I anticipate a packed house. Our girls like to battle. Our defense keeps us in games. I think you'll see a lot of defense on our end, and I think it's going to be a fantastic, crazy, high-energy, stressful match.
Well, you guys are headed to the Iowa City High Invitational on Saturday. What teams will you be seeing over there?
Some of the top teams are Dubuque, Hempstead, Bettendorf. And so I'm going to try to watch some film in the next couple of days to see what we're getting into. I know Hempstead's off to a great start, and Bettendorf is typically, you know, really solid. So it's kind of always the battle of Central Iowa versus that side of the state. And, you know, we hope to go up there and represent.
Well, of course, last year was the COVID-19 season, and you guys didn't play in any of these bigger tournaments. You know, are you glad that things are somewhat back to normal now, and that you do get a chance to play in some of these bigger events?
It feels great. You know, it's great to see our girls' faces and have somewhat of a normal season. We've got our fingers crossed that it continues that way. But yeah, it feels much more normal And it is good to see other parts of the state, especially, you know, when you try to prepare for the state tournament, getting to see some of these teams during the season is going to be helpful.
We've already seen many of the top teams in Class 5A. Preseason number one, Iowa City Liberty, was also at the Centennial Invitational. They defeated Valley in pool play before eventually falling to Dyke in three sets in the semifinals. You know, do you think Liberty deserves to be the number one team at this stage of the season?
I didn't get to see them play a whole lot. I caught glimpses. You know, I would say if they battled Dyke to three, that's a good indication that they are one of the top teams. From what I've heard, they're big. They've got a bigger block. We did see them at a scrimmage. And it does feel like there's a top pack. And I think we're in that top pack. Mm-hmm. So I think it's anybody's game in that top eight teams in 5A this year. And that kind of makes it fun.
Well, now your team is looking to get back to the state tournament, obviously, and hopefully advance farther than you did last year. What's going to be the keys for this team, you know, to reach its ceiling?
We're going to have to, like I said, have a balanced attack. For us to be great, we need every single player to show up every single time we play. They're a close unit, and they're, you know, we always say we want to out-team people. It's going to take our chemistry. It's going to take our work ethic. It's going to take those little parts for us to be in that top four in the state. So we don't have somebody that we can feed 85 balls to, you know, in a match. So our girls are doing all the right things. We've got to execute on a higher level. We've got to be solid in serve receive, which we're going to continue to work on. And if we can get the little pieces, I think we've got a shot at doing really good things.
Well, I've been impressed with what I've seen thus far, and I'm looking forward to the rest of the season. I'm sure you are too. So good luck the rest of the way, Coach, and thanks for coming in tonight.
Great. Thanks for covering us.
Yeah, you bet. All right. Listen to the Ankeny Fanatic weekly podcast sponsored by Coldwell Banker Mid-America. Gershman Mortgage is also a sponsor of the podcast. Gershman, the Midwest premier mortgage lender, is proud to be part of the Ankeny Fanatic podcast. Whether you're looking to purchase a new home, vacation home, upgrade, or remodel an existing home, or refinance your current mortgage, Gershman Mortgage is here to help. With over 60 years in the mortgage industry, they have security, experience, and unmatched service. You can visit their Ankeny office. Call 515-964-5952 or visit Gershman.com to get pre-approved today. Well, my next guest is the assistant coach of the third-ranked Ankeny squad. She has helped guide the Hawkettes to an 8-1 record. She is Sam Sheldon. Sam, thanks for joining me. How you doing?
Good. Thanks for having us.
Hey, you bet. Well, you guys had to make a long road trip up to Fort Dodge last night, but I guess the good news is that you weren't there very long. You won the match by scores of 25-14, 25-5, 25-1. So you only lost a total of 20 points in the three sets. You know, I'm guessing that match had to be over in less than an hour, huh?
Yeah, no, they took care of business pretty quick. So I think they were pretty excited to get back on the court and kind of write an earlier match on Saturday. So I think they're excited to get back on there, out there, get that taste out of their mouth, and walk home with the W.
Well, we'll talk about Saturday's tournament here in a bit, but last night, Ava Reynolds led your team with 13 kills. Myra Carlson had 8, and Eowyn Schrader added 6. But I know Coach Wims told me that he was able to get a lot of players into the match, and that's always a good thing. And obviously, when you look at the scores, I mean, there wasn't much drop-off in your play, was there?
No, there wasn't. And, yeah, we were able to have some different people come in and serve, different people come in and be able to hit. So, yeah, it was a good opportunity for a lot of people to get in.
Well, let's recap your season thus far a little bit. Your team opened the season on August 24th by winning the Dallas Center Grimes Invitational. After easily winning your three matches during pool play, you then rallied to beat number 10 Dowling Catholic in the championship match. And Dowling, of course, was the team that handed you your only two losses last season. So I bet the girls were pretty excited to knock them off, weren't they?
Yeah, no, playing Dowling, it's always a challenge. It's always fun. So I think they enjoyed that. We dropped that first set against them, and they came back in that huddle. They were ready to go for those next two. They were ready to push for three and take it in three. So,
What was the key to that comeback? Did you guys make some adjustments after that first set?
Yeah, we did. I think we really came back and focused in on our serving. Our girls do a really good job playing the patient game, not necessarily going for the kill right away, but more so working to get people out of system and then being able to come back and terminate when we get a good opportunity. Our serves were able to get them out of system a lot more effectively in the second and the third set. I think Lexi went on a pretty long run in that one. So, and Sydney Hodak came in as well, and she served for us and dropped a couple of really great aces at key moments too. So, we were just able to kind of come alive and really push. So,
well, then on Saturday, you guys competed in the 16-team Centennial Invitational that included some of the best teams in Class 5A. Again, you easily won all three of your matches during pool play, but then you had a long break before the start of the championship bracket, and when you finally got back on the court, you lost the tough one to number 6 Valley.
Yeah.
25-21, 25-17. Do you think that long delay was a factor in the loss?
Yeah, I think it was. I mean, it's always hard to kind of refocus after a two-hour wait. So, yeah, that definitely played a factor. But, I mean, the girls also, they know now, like, we've always got to be ready to go. And it's not something necessarily that we can just turn on and off. We just have to have the keys turned on the entire time. So I think that Valley match, it's unfortunate that it had to happen, but at the same time, it's almost a good thing that it happened. There's just some high intense moments in there that I think some of the girls have never really experienced before. And so getting that experience kind of out of the way in a sense, will allow us to grow more as a team and come together and, then really push here going into the rest of the season.
Well, Valley went on to beat Centennial in three sets in the semifinals before falling to Dyke New Hartford in the championship. And I know Hayden Kubik had 17 kills for the Tigers against Centennial, and she had 11 in the win over your team. You know, I don't know if she'll ever be quite as good as her older sister, Maddie, but, you know, she's certainly pretty dang good, isn't she?
Yeah, no, she's outstanding. So it's fun to see our DSs before those matches, especially Lexi, just because she's so stubborn. She's like, I'm going to get him. I'm going to get him. So, no, it's fun. It's fun for the girls to go up against a hitter like that, and get them to have that experience and more so build that grit in them. Not necessarily that they're going to get every single dig off of her. That's not going to happen. She's too talented for that. But knowing that they're going to be fighting to get as many as they can, and not just kind of rolling over for it. They're going to keep pushing. And yeah, I really enjoy our DS core and just that. They are so stubborn in that way.
Well, you guys are going to the Marge White Classic at Valley on Saturday, so you could see the Tigers again there. Dowling will also be in that tournament along with preseason number one Iowa City Liberty. Now, Liberty was at the Centennial Tournament as well and defeated Valley during pool play before falling to the eventual champs at Dyke New Hartford in the semifinals. Yeah. So did you get a chance to watch Liberty much? Of course, you know, that was the team that you guys beat in last year's championship match. What was your impression of them?
I mean, they looked pretty solid. So, I mean, they have Cassie Hartman on the outside there. They have a new libero, I believe. And so it was interesting to see their libero was playing a little bit of outside during pool play. And then in the tournament play, then bracket play, then she switched back to libero. So it'll be kind of interesting to see how they work with their lineup. And we got some good film on them to be able to kind of see it. And glad that we get to see them again. I'm glad that they're coming to the Des Moines area to get some competition. So it'll be good for us to be able to see them more. And yeah, I mean, they're going to be a good team. They're going to be a competitive team throughout. So we just want to be there to compete.
Well, your team certainly had to retool a little bit coming into the season. You graduated Class 5A Player of the Year, Fiona Schrader, as well as fellow All-Stater McKenna Scheib. So those were two very big holes that you had to fill. You know, at this point, do you like the way this team is coming together, though?
Yeah, and I mean, Fiona and McKenna, they were huge pieces in the puzzle that was last year. And, you know, you're not going to go into this year thinking, oh, we're going to replace those kids, because you don't. You can't replace any kid. And that's my own opinion of it, is every year it's a new puzzle. Yeah, some of the pieces might look similar and everything, but, I mean, even Aowen, she may or may not play middle for us this year. She played middle for us last year. She's the same piece, but just going to go in a different way. So, I mean, you build around what your strengths are. And last year we had some great strengths in Fiona and McKenna. This year we have some great strengths in Lexi Stevens and our libero. We have great strengths in Ava Reynolds on the outside. We have great strength in Aowen. Being Aowen, wherever she's going to hit out of, she's going to be effective. So, I mean, and we have some other younger players that are stepping up just as well. So, I mean, it's a different puzzle. And yeah, I'm pretty happy with where we're at. I mean, we still have some things that we need to hash out, obviously, and we know we're not going to go into the tournament just unscathed. We're going to have to fight to get there and fight to be in it where we want to be in it at. But, I mean, the goal remains the same. The girls want it, and we want it for them. So we're going to keep pushing them, and they're going to keep pushing for us.
Well, you mentioned that you don't really replace a player like Fiona. You're using two setters this year, Adeline Goodwin and Jessa Wallace. Do you like the progress that they're making?
Yeah, no, they're doing good. Adeline she's a leader on the court for sure, and Jessa is learning a lot. So it's good for both of them to be on the court for us and give us everything that they can. I mean, Jessa's like 6 foot, so she's huge. So being able to use her in the front row is a pretty great asset for us. And Adeline is actually a pretty good DS in club. She ends up playing some DS as well as setting. So I feel really confident in both of them, and we're helping them make their decisions that they need to make as far as they're using the hitters the best of their ability. But, yeah, I'm pretty happy with where they're at.
Well, there was a chance that your team could have met Centennial at either of those first two tournaments, but the way things that played out, you know, that never came about.
Yeah.
And I don't know if you got a chance to see the Jaguars play very much, but what did you think of them?
Oh, they look good. Yeah, they look really great. I mean, Mo in the middle is pretty effective. She runs really great bees and she does a great job of being up and being available. They have an outside Anderson that does a great job controlling the ball. So, yeah, I mean, they're going to be just as competitive. They're not ranked fourth by any accident. I mean, they're right there with us. So, I mean, I wish we could have seen them on Saturday, but I guess the crowd will just have to wait for that one a little bit. So
that's right.
Yeah, I got to be patient.
Well, yeah, you know, you'll see them on September 28th. You guys are scheduled to host them that night. And they are off to a pretty good start with a 7-3 record.
Yeah.
And I'm sure they'll be looking to avenge, you know, those two losses from last year. It looks like it's going to be a pretty good matchup.
Yeah, no, it'll be an exciting one. It's probably going to be a barn burner, but it's all right. It's all right. It's good for us. It's good for them. And yeah, Ankeny volleyball is pretty strong right now.
Well, it's still early, obviously, but what do you think will be the keys for this team to reach its potential?
That's an interesting question. I think that there's some things lineup-wise that we got to kind of shore up a little bit of using our talent to the best of their ability. I think that we need to continue to play our patient game. We need to understand when the opportunity is to get a kill versus when the opportunity is to get a team out of system. And that's something I think I talk to Ava about constantly, whether or not we're in rhythm, out of rhythm, and what our best options are in each situation. And then also, I mean, our serving is pretty lights out. When it's on, it's on. I feel pretty confident I could tell a kid to hit their left shoulder or their right knee. And Coach Wims does a really great job reading the opposing team and knowing where to pick on different holes and gaps and everything. So our serving pushes teams out of system, and then we in rally play just need to keep working to get teams out of system and then terminate when we get the opportunity to.
Well, Coach, you guys are off to a great start. It should be a fun rest of the season. I know I'm looking forward to it, so thanks for coming tonight.
Awesome,
I appreciate
it. Thank you so much.
You bet. All right, listen to the Ankeny Fanatic Weekly Podcast, sponsored by Coldwell Banker Mid-America. At Coldwell Banker, you're not one of many clients, you're our most important client. We listen to your needs to develop long-lasting relationships and provide the best services, professional support, and resources in the industry. We're constantly exploring new and innovative ways to elevate your experience and exceed your expectations. Our network of resources allows us to be the number one Coldwell Banker franchise affiliate in Iowa, guiding you home for over 30 years. Well, my final guest tonight is a senior outside hitter for Ankeny, and she leads the Hawkettes with 65 kills on the season. Last year, she was a first-team All-Stater and was also named to the All-Tournament team after helping Ankeny to the Class 5A crown. She is Ava Reynolds. Ava, thanks for coming in. How are you doing?
I'm pretty good. Thanks for having us.
Hey, you bet. Well, congratulations on the win last night. You guys really took it to Fort Dodge. You know, I know they had only won one match going in to that match. So did you kind of know it was going to be a mismatch?
Yeah, we know pretty well going into it how it's going to go, but we just like to play our game and work on things on our side of the net and get some connections down between our own team.
So, yeah, is it kind of hard to get up, you know, for teams like that? Do you just kind of try to work on your own game then?
Yeah, our team is a pretty hardworking team all the time. So we all know, like, no matter what team we're playing, we always have to give it our all and always work as hard as we can. And we'll always need to keep improving during every game, no matter who our opponent is.
Well, I kind of recapped the season thus far with Coach Sheldon, but I did want to ask you about a couple of the matches. You guys had the big come-from-behind win against Dowling in the championship match over there at Dallas Center Grimes. Did you think it was important for you guys, you know, to get a big victory like that early on in the season to kind of build some momentum?
Yeah, I would say that was a really big win for us. And playing teams like Valley and Dowling and all those really great teams are so fun for us and just bring us together as a team. And because all of our players just love to, like, work hard and be in those high intense moments, it was a really good game to start off the season with.
Well, and then talking about that Valley match, we talked with Coach about the long break that you guys had, you know, between matches. Do you think that was a factor in the loss?
Yeah, I would say it was a little bit of a factor, but as a team, we need to try and make sure that it's not a factor if that does happen again. And we need to make sure that we are always up on our A game and ready to play right away in any game, no matter if we've had a break or if we've just come right out of another game. We just need to always be on our toes, ready to play, ready to compete.
Well, I know you guys will get to play Centennial later this month. Were you kind of disappointed that you didn't get a chance to play them, you know, at either of those tournaments?
Yeah, I would say we wanted to play them. We know that games like that against Centennial are always going to be really fun and really intense, but we know that we'll have more opportunities to see them and play against them throughout the rest of the season.
Well, I mentioned that you guys could see Valley again on Saturday at the Marge White Classic. You know, I'm sure you'd love to play them again after losing to them, wouldn't you?
Oh, yeah. We would really like to play them again, be on our A game this time.
Do you think there are some strategic moves that you guys can make to maybe help reverse that outcome?
I think we could just play maybe a little smarter, make some smarter decisions on where to serve, where to hit, like different zones to hit to with all of the hitters, and just make some small adjustments between the whole team.
Well, we also talked about Iowa City Liberty. Did you get a chance to watch them much on Saturday?
Yeah, we had a long break, so we got to watch them play, and I think they're looking really good this year. They have a lot of the same players, but they are playing in some different spots and have some different key players, and I think it'll be a great game against them if we get to see them soon.
Well, it sounds like from what Coach Reinhart was telling me earlier, she was on here before you guys, that at this point they probably do deserve to be the number one team, but there seems to be like a pack of teams that are all pretty even, don't you think?
Yeah, I would say a lot of the Metro teams right now, and Liberty, and I haven't seen some of the other teams play, but a lot of the teams are looking really, really good right now and have a lot of talent throughout all the teams in the 5A class.
Well, we talked with Coach about some of the holes that you guys had to fill in your lineup this season. You do have two new setters in Adeline Goodwin and Jessa Wallace. You know, has it been an adjustment for you to adapt to them this season? You know, do they set a different ball than what Fiona did?
Yeah, Fiona had just a way about her sets that were easy to connect with, but I think we've been working so hard with our setters this summer that I think that connection is there, and we're always trying to improve it, but I don't think there will be a very big issue between connecting with the setters, because we're always looking for feedback, talking to each other about how to adjust and how to adapt to each other's setting styles and hitting styles, and I think they're working really hard to connect with all their hitters, and they're doing a great job.
Well, you led the team last season with 249 kills, so it wasn't like you weren't already a key member of the squad. But have you tried to become even more of a leader this season now that Fiona and McKenna have moved on to college?
Yeah, I would say I'm trying to step up as a leader for the team this year. And I think having a lot of seniors who have like been on the team or played a lot last year is going to be great, because it's not that much to lead. Everybody sort of knows what they're doing and knows how to come together as a team, and we sort of have a lot of like leader roles on the team, and everybody can step up and work together really well.
Well, obviously the goal for you guys is to get back to state and defend your title. And I know it's early, but from what you've seen thus far, you know, do you feel like this team has a chance to get back there and do that?
Yeah, I think we do. We have a really hard working group of girls, and I think we can accomplish whatever we put our minds to. And we're just going to keep pushing and keep pushing to get better until we can reach our goals and get there again.
Well, before I let you go, Ava, let's talk about your future a little bit. You've committed to play for the University of Denver, and you made that commitment in the summer after your sophomore season. I know you told me when you committed that Denver checked all the boxes that you're looking for, and that's why you didn't want to wait to commit. But after the great season that you had last year, did you hear from some other schools that were interested in you?
Yeah, I've received some emails. There's been lots of coaches that I've sort of emailed back and said, I've already found my place and already know where I'm going to stay.
I'm sure you're excited to take your game to the next level. What do you think is going to be the biggest adjustment for you to play on that level?
I would just say the high intensity, like fast moving game is going to be hard to adjust to at first, but I think the team there is really supportive and really easy to work with from what I've seen so far, and I think I'm really going to enjoy playing there with them.
Well, I know McKenna's already made an impact at Bradley, and I haven't had a chance to check on Fiona to see how she's doing, but have you been keeping in touch with them to see how they're doing, you know, in their freshman seasons?
Yeah, I've been talking to them a little bit. They both seem like they're having a lot of fun in college and adjusting to the new team and getting to play at a high level, and they seem like they're both doing really well so far.
Well, you're going to get your chance to play there next year. I'm sure you're looking forward to that. So, well, hey, thanks a lot for coming tonight, Abe. Appreciate it. Good luck the rest of the season.
Yeah, thank you for having us.
Hey, you bet. All right, you've been listening to the Ankeny Fanatic Weekly Podcast, sponsored by Coldwell Banker Mid-America. I want to thank my guests again for coming in tonight. We had Centennial Volleyball Coach Jessica Reinhart, along with Ankeny Assistant Coach Sam Sheldon, and Ankeny Senior Ava Reynolds. I really appreciate the time from those ladies, and looking forward to the rest of the volleyball season. So come back next week for another edition of the Ankeny Fanatic Weekly Podcast.